Thanks, everybody. In just 1 minute, Carl will back a truck full of rhyme up to your ear in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, it's time for more questions for you from this week's news. Paula, after years and years of isolation and evasion, Iran is now opening up and has invited international inspectors to take a look at their nuclear facilities. But if you look at the invite list, there is one conspicuous omission. What country was not invited?
The U.S.?
That's absolutely right. The United States.
Oh, we are hurt. Oh.
I know. I mean, come on. It's not a party if the great Satan doesn't show up.
I'm unfriending them, I'll tell you that.
Oh, absolutely. They extended the invitation to their Arab friends and a few European countries in Russia and China. Mm-hmm. And the most embarrassing thing was how we found out that we weren't invited, because President Hu Jintao of China accidentally boarded the Evite, President Obama.
They're going to send all sorts of photos of them having a good time with everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to post them on Facebook.
Look at us doing trust falls with the Israelis. Where were you?
Gosh, if the Israelis were invited and America wasn't invited, yeah. I think we'd be like, okay, we know that you don't like us, but the Israelis, come on.
You know, and this isn't even just some, like, boring old inspection that we're missing out on. This is the quote from the invitation. It is an all-expenses-paid visit to Iran's nuclear sites, which sounds kind of swanky, but it also sounds like the worst Price is Right showcase showdown ever. You know, the guy next to you won the new car in the dinette set, and you get whisked off to Isfahan to inspect some centrifuges. What a bummer. Paula, there's a big copyright fight that's brewing in the music world. You may have heard about this. Grammy-winning R&B singer Usher has been accused of stealing someone else's material. It's very scandalous. His new song, OMG, they say, is actually a ripoff of whom?
Vicky Carr.
No, it's not Vicky Carr.
Do you know this? It's close to Vicky Carr.
Oh, no,
that's
I
not
do
true.
Know it. It's Tammy Wynette.
It's actually neither of them. Do you want me to give you a hint? The song OMG may have originally been called Do-MG.
Oh, he stole from Homer Simpson?
Homer Simpson, that is correct.
Oh, my heavens.
Listen up. This is the true scandal of the week. In what may have been hip-hop's most egregious exploitation of cartoon talent since MC Scat Cat, Usher's track OMG sounds suspiciously like a song sung by Homer Simpson in a 2003 episode of The Simpsons. But listen, don't take my word for it. This is the audio track from a YouTube video that was made comparing the two. First, this is Usher. Honey got a booty like pow, pow, pow.
Honey got some movies like wow, oh, wow. Christmas in December, wow, wow, wow. Give me tons of presents, no, no, no.
Guilty!
That is it. That is basically it. Usher needs to answer for this cartoon crime. Yeah, as soon as Usher starts, like, working in a nuclear power plant and names his kids Bart and Lisa, you're gonna be like, all right, pal, I've seen this somewhere before. And it's not the first time that R&B artists have ripped off cartoons. We all remember R. Kelly's sultry jams, Yabba Dabba Do It Till Dawn. Remember that song? And then his huge hit, I Want to Put It in Your Picnic Basket. This is why the recording industry is dying, because there's no more original artists.
Well, I write things and say them, and...
Well, very well, by the way.
Thank you. And it's a struggle sometimes to come up with content.
Mm-hmm. A lot easier to steal it, I agree.
And you look for inspiration anywhere you can kind of thing, and sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll, you know, write something down, a piece of paper or whatever, but when you write down, honey got a booty like pow, 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 and you read it the next morning... Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you say to yourself, what the hell's the matter with me?
Tom, 30 armed officers and a SWAT team were sent to rescue a man in Chicago this week after his wife received a phone call from him and thought he was being taken hostage. Oh. It turns out he did not mean to call her. What actually happened?
I think he butt dialed her.
He did.
Yeah.
That is right.
Honey had a booty like ring, ring, ring.
Now, while most people have learned to distinguish the sound of a phone being crushed in someone's back pocket from the sound of a hostage taking, sometimes mix-up happen. In this case, the woman answered a call from her husband and heard garbled noises and music that, according to the local police chief, quote, led her to believe there was someone holding him hostage. You know, that must be nice to know that you're married to somebody who, whenever something happens, they just jump to the absolute worst possible scenario. It's one time, like, her husband blew his nose and she grabbed a shovel and a coffin and buried him.
I've got a friend who, I'll call him Chad because that's his name, who about once a week, he butt-dials me, and he drives around in this truck, and we can't figure out why, because, like, I'm not the first on his list. He doesn't even really like me that much, and it's funny. It does sound like he's being taken hostage. I'm to think of it, and I know how to stop this now. I'll call the SWAT team.
Call the SWAT team.
Well, we actually do have the song that the woman heard in the background, and it's pretty chilling stuff. Can we play that?
Christmas in December, wow, 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 give me tons of presents, now, now, now.
Oh my God, you're being kidnapped.